الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد. الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله، الله أكبر، ولله الحمد، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر، الله أكبر. لا أكبر، ولله الحمد، الله أكبر، الله أكبر الله أكبر الله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا وسبحان الله العظيم وبحمد الكريم بكرة وأصيلا لا إله صدق وعده ونصر عبده وعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا
بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه وبعد جماعة المسلمين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته عيد مبارك كل عام وأنتم بخير بالصحة والسلام والعافية والكرامة. Before we stand to make our صفوف وصلاة العيد, Just two announcements. The first one is Masjid al-Sunni invites you to join us on Friday 21st of June for our Youth Day Qira'ah program and Quranic Fact Quiz immediately after Maghrib Salah inshaAllah ta'ala. If anyone wishes for their children to participate, please speak to Mawlana Farooq Kiri. Jazakumullah khairan. And then there will be a monthly Qiyam al-Layl program will be held in Masjid al-Sunni Saturday 22nd of June 2024 at 8:30 p.m. Inshallah, guest speaker will be Sheikh Zaid Fattar. Aqim al-Salaam.
Al-Salaatun Jami'an Al-Salaatun Jami'an Al-Salaatun Jami'an Sunnatan Eid al-Adha الصلاة لا إله إلا الله
الله أكبر 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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين الحج أشهر معلومات فمن فرض فيهن الحج فلا رفث ولا فسوق ولا جدال في الحج وما تفعلوا من خير يعلمه الله وتزودوا فإن خير الزاد التقوى واتقون يا أولي الألباب ليس عليكم جناح أن تبتغوا فضلا من ربكم فإذا أفضتم من عرفات فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام فاذكروا الله عند المشعر الحرام واذكروه كما هداكم وإن كنتم من قبله لمن الضالين ثم أفيضوا من حيث أفاض الناس واستغفروا الله إن الله غفور رحيم الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. 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 بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. فإذا قضيتم مناسككم فاذكروا الله كذكركم آباءكم أو أشد ذكرا فمن الناس من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا وما له في الآخرة من خلاق ومنهم من يقول ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار أولئك لهم نصيب مما كسبوا والله سريع الحساب. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. لا الله الله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله والله أكبر الله أكبر ولله الحمد
لقد جاءكم رسول من أنفسكم عزيز علي ما عنتم حريص عليكم بالمؤمنين رؤوف رحيم فإن تولوا فقل حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما.
الله أكبر 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 كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلا لا إله إلا الله وحده صدق وعده ونصر عبده وعز جنده وهزم الأحزاب وحده لا شيء قبله ولا شيء بعده لا إله إلا الله ولا نعبد إلا إياه مخلصين له الدين ولو كره الكافرون اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وكرم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وأزواجه وذريته والتابعين وسلم تسليما كثيرا وبعد اتقوا الله أيها المؤمنون واعلموا أن في هذا اليوم الأغر يحتفل المسلمون في مشارق الأرض ومغاربها بعيد الأضحى المبارك ينعمون ببهجة هذا اليوم وسروره فتنحر فيه الأضاحي والقرابين وتقدم الهدايا والعطايا للفقراء والمساكين ويتزاور الأهل والأصدقاء ويتزين الناس بثيابهم الجديدة والمسلمون يستقبلون هذا اليوم السعيد بحنين إلى ذكرياتهم الخالدة وبهذا الدين المقدس وفي هذا اليوم تتقارب قلوب المؤمنين على الود والصفاء وتجتمع نفوسهم على المحبة والإخاء جماعة المسلمين Today is the day of Eid al-Adha. And of this day, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran about the context and the story behind this day. This is the story of our father, our patriarch. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Quran, Millat Abikum Ibrahim, the religion of your father Abraham. So it's on this day we remember our father, our spiritual father, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam, and his firstborn son, Ismail alayhi salatu wassalam, for whom he waited 86 years. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him his first child, his firstborn, and at that time, his only son, Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam, at the age of 86. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tested him with so many tests that even after Sayyidah Hajar had given birth to his firstborn, he had to take them and leave them in the desert. بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرْعٍ A desert without vegetation, without water.
And when he left him in the valley of Makkah and he was walking away, and Hajar, she tugged on his cloak and asked him, Allahu amaraka bihada, did Allah command you to do this? And he shyly nodded. And she immediately let go and she said, Idan, lan yudayyana, in that case he will never ever forsake us. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provided for Hajar and Ismail, gave them the well of Zamzam, and guided to them the tribe of Jurhum, and granted them of that which Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam had asked for, min al-thamarat, of all the sustenance which they need. And then when Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, when he returned, and he found that his family was well, he then was given another test, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, now that his son has grown a bit and is now walking with him, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in Surah As-Safat, فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعَهُ السَّعِي. And when he was big enough and old enough to literally walk with his father, قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. Oh my son, I am seeing in a dream. In the tafsir of this ayah, many of the mufassirun, they say that it was a recurring vision that he was seeing all the time until he fulfilled it. So he doesn't say, إِنِّي رَأَيْتُ فِي الْمَنَامِ, I saw in a dream, or I saw in a vision. He says, I am seeing. Recurring. Anni azbahuk, that I am slaughtering you. The word here that is used is azbahuk. Dhabaha, yazbahu dhabhan, which literally means to slaughter. Fandur madha tara, what do you have to say of this, oh my son? Can you imagine? Can you remember being a child and being told to do, or what to do by your father? Imagine he had to say that to you. Call 911. Ya bunayya inni ara fil manam anni azbahuk fandur madha tara. Qala ya aba tif'al ma tu'mar. He said, oh my father, do as you have been commanded. He didn't even say do as you have seen. Do as you have been commanded, because he knows his father is a prophet of Allah, and whatever vision he gets is a command from Allah. Satajiduni insha'Allahu min as-sabirin. Indeed, you will find me of those who are patient and persevering in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Patient and persevering in abstaining from the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And patient and persevering at the time of trial, tribulation, and calamity. This is the lesson of the story of an Udhiyah Jamaat al-Muslimin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continues with the story. He says, فَلَمَّا أَسْلَمَا, and when they both had submitted, not just one of them, they both submitted, father and son. وَتَلَّهُ لِلْجَبِينَ, and he put him on the side of his forehead. وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمِ, and the knife was sharp, and the knife was put on the neck of Ismail. And Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, he tried to cut, but sharpness doesn't cut, and fire doesn't burn, and the birds of wings don't make them fly, and planks and nails do not sail alone on the sea. This is all confirmed in the Holy Quran. Alam yaraw ila at-tayri fawqahum safati wa yaqbid. Don't they see the birds above them opening and closing their wings? Ah, that's how birds fly. Allah negates that. Ma yumsikuhunna illa ar-Rahman. Nobody keeps that bird up except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fire burns by itself? If so, Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam wouldn't have even had Ismail. He would have been burnt in the fire of Namrud. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who controls the birds and the fire. Ya nar kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim. O fire, be cool and peaceful on the body of Ibrahim. And likewise, planks and nails. Planks and nails do not sail on the ocean by themselves. Planks and nails, that which Nabi Nuh alayhi wasalam was ordered by Allah to build the ark, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Tajri bi a'yunina, it travels under our protection. And likewise, sharpness doesn't cut. In all of these things are great lessons for us, especially what we are living today, especially what we are witnessing today. And so when he wanted to cut, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't allow the sharp blade to cut. Min fawqa sab'at tibaq, from above the seventh heaven, where those two letters Al-Kafi wa Noon come together. Innama qawluna li shay'in idha aradnahu an naqulu lahu kun fayakun fayakun. That our word for something, when we want it to happen, is to say to it without any exception, innama, without any exception, to say to it, be, and it is, and it is. And so then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala called out, وَنَادَيْنَاهُ أَيَّا إِبْرَاهِيمُ. O Abraham, قَدْ صَدَّقْتَ الرُّؤْيَا, you have fulfilled the vision. You've obeyed Allah's command, no matter what. إِنَّا كَذَلِكَ نَجْزِ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. And so do we reward the people of Ihsan. Who are they? Who are the people of Ihsan? What is Ihsan? أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى. To worship Allah as if you see Him. فإن لم تكن ترى. But if you do not see Him, then verily know that He sees you. This is the level that we need today. If we want help, if we want aid, if we want support, if we want victory from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah wants us to turn it up a notch. We have to get to that level of ihsan. Like Taqiyuddin al-Hasan al-Basri said, وَعَلِمْتُ أَنَّ اللَّهَ مُطَّلِيٌ عَلَيَّ فَاسْتَحْيَيْتُ أَنْ يَرَانِي عَلَى مَعْصِيَةٍ. He said, I knew that Allah could see me in everything that I was doing, so I was too shy for Him to see me in disobedience to Him. اللهم اجعلنا من المتقين يا رب. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ هَذَا لَهُوَ الْبَلَاءُ الْمُبِينُ. This was the clearest test. This was the most perfect test. This was the ultimate test. Being ordered to sacrifice your only son at the time, after waiting 86 years. I heard a part of the story in the khutbah of one of the imams in Jabalia yesterday, in Gaza. And he was reminding the people of Gaza the story of Ibrahim and Ismail, that they must not lose hope. They must not become despondent, but they must continue to persevere like Ibrahim and Ismail persevered. For indeed, they were tested with a greater test, he said. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He granted them the reward of passing that test. Inna kadhalika najzil muhsinin wa fadaynahu bi dhibhin azim. And we ransomed him with a great ram, with a great sacrifice. وَتَرَكْنَا عَلَيْهِ فِي الْآخِرِينَ. And we have left it as a story for posterity. For posterity. Every single year we are remembering the story. And we are celebrating the iman and the patience and perseverance and taqwa Allah ta'ala and yaqeen of Ibrahim and Ismail alayhi salatu wa salam. Salamun ala Ibrahim, peace be on Abraham. Kadhalika najzi al-muhsinin. This is how we reward the people of Ihsan, who live with that level of conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu min ibadina al-mu'minin. Indeed, He is of our believing slaves. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. Allahumma salli wa sallim, zid wa din wa anim wa dafat.
بجلالك وكمالك على زين بادك وأشرف عبادك سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وصحبه وسلم سلم رضي الله تبارك وتعالى عن كل صحابة أجمعين.
الله أكبر 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 كبيرا والحمد لله كثيرا وسبحان الله بكرة وأصيلة. أيها المؤمنون إن يومكم هذا يوم عظيم كبير الأثر، فهو يذكر المسلمين بنعم الله عليهم ويذكرهم بوحدتهم وتعاونهم وتآخيهم بعد أن كانوا أمماً متفرقين لا رابطة تجمعهم ولا عقيدة تؤلف بينهم. فأعظم بعيد الأضحى مذكراً وأعظم به موجهاً ومؤثراً. ففي هذا اليوم يذكر المسلم ختام نزول القرآن وأن الله سبحانه وتعالى أكمل لنا ديننا وأتم علينا نعمته ورضي لنا الإسلام دينا. قال اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا. جماعة المسلمين, it was on the 9th of Dhul Hijjah, on the plains of Arafah, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completed and perfected this deen of Islam. With these words that He revealed to our beloved Prophet Muhammad Khair al-Anam, salawatu rabbi wa salamuhu alayhi, when He said, on this day, al-yawma akmaltu lakum deenakum, I have perfected your religion for you. Al-yawma akmaltu alaykum, al-yawma أكملت لكم دينكم وأتممت عليكم نعمتي, and I have completed my favor upon you. ورضيت لكم الإسلام دينا, and I have chosen for you as your way of life total submission and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we remember this on this day, and we thank and praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ni'mah, the greatest ni'mah, the ni'mah of la ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So when we leave the musalla or the masjid today, we go out and we want to give thanks to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We want to show our appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for making us Muslimin. Remembering the story of Ismail and his father Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. So we go out and we make our adahi. We go out and we make our sacrifices. ما عمل آدمي في هذا اليوم أفضل من دم يهراق أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Said there is nothing better that a human being can do on this day, the day of Eid al-Adha, than دم يهراق, than blood which is spilt in sacrifice. So as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us of one of the great purposes of Hajj, when He commanded Ibrahim to call the people to Hajj, وَأَذِّنْ فِي النَّاسِ بِالْحَجِّ يَأْتُوكَ رِجَالًا وَعَلَى كُلِّ ضَامِرٍ يَأْتِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ فَجٍّ عَمِيقٍ لِيَشْهَدُوا مَنَافِعَنَهُمْ وَيَذْكُرُوا اسْمَ اللَّهِ فِي أَيَّامٍ مَعْلُومَاتٍ عَلَى مَا رَزَقُهُمْ مِنْ بَهِيمَةِ الْأَنْعَامِ فَكُلُوا مِنْهَا وَأَطْعِمُوا الْبَائِسَ الْفَقِيرَ. الله سبحانه وتعالى reminds us in Surah Al-Hajj, verse 27 and 28, and proclaim the pilgrimage, O Abraham. They will come on foot and on every means of transport. They will come from every distant path, ravine and valley, that they might bear witness to the favors of Allah on them, and they might remember Allah in the known days. In these days that we might remember Allah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. We might remember Allah, that Allah is huwa akbar min kulli shay. Allah is greater than everyone and everything. And that we might remember His name over that which He has given to us of livestock to sacrifice in his name, and that we might eat from it, and that we might give of it to those who are destitute and poor. This Jamaat al-Muslimin is a sunnah that we must not be neglectful of, even if it means, because it's become so expensive today, maybe we should save up during the year, but let us not leave the sunnah. Listen to what our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam said to Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu tabaraka wa ta'ala anha wa ardaha. Ya Fatima, qumi ila udhiyatiki. Oh Fatima, stand up for you to go make your sacrifice. Fashhadiha, and witness it. Go make your sacrifice and witness that sacrifice. فَإِنَّ لَكِ بِأَوَّلِ قَطْرَةٍ تَقْتُرُ مِنْ دَمِهَا. Because from the first drop of blood that falls from this sacrifice, أَيَّغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لَكِ مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكِ, that Allah will forgive all your past sins. Not just the previous year and the following year. All your sins. مَا سَلَفَ مِنْ ذُنُوبِكِ. Of course, the minor ones automatically, and the major ones with tawbah. But all your sins. So Fatima asked, "Ahiya lana khasa ahlul bayt? Is it just for us? Your family? The special, that when we make our sacrifice, the special favor, that all our previous sins are forgiven?" So the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Bal lana wa lil muslimin." It's for us and for all the muslimin. So let us make the effort, inshaAllah ta'ala. We have today, and we have the 11th, 12th, and 13th of our calendar that we are witnessing here in our country, in our area, in our locality. We have 4 days to do this, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. If it can be afforded, do it. If not, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها. Allah doesn't place a burden on a soul except in terms of what He's given that soul. And our beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he made one for the household. One for the household. Ata ibn Yasar, he asked Abu Ayyub al-Ansari, how did the people sacrifice in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam? He said, a man would sacrifice one shat, a sheep or a goat, one shat for his entire household. So even if you have children who are married, but they're living in your house, that one would suffice for them. But if they're living in another house, they must sacrifice for their household. So let us make the effort, inshallah ta'ala. Man dhaha qabla salati fa innama dhabaha li nafsi. Whoever sacrifices before salah, then they've just done it for themselves. Wa man dhabaha ba'da salati, but whoever does it after salah, faqad tamma nusukuhu, then their sacrifice is complete. Wa asaba sunnat al-muslimin, and they have done the sunnah of the Muslimin that they got from خير خلق الله محمد بن عبد الله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه. Jamaat al-Muslimin, let us in these days be very mindful of the condition of our brothers and sisters in Gaza. In Gaza, the Zionist savages, the Zionist murderers, they didn't allow one animal to enter Gaza for the sunnah of the Muslimin, for the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam on this day. Instead of allowing sheep and goats and camels into Gaza, they are continually, even yesterday on the day of Eid, there were tens of martyrs that were martyred. They're still sending drones and still sending Apache helicopters, firing their rockets, firing their shells from their tanks, murdering our brothers and sisters in Gaza. But like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala swore by these 10 days, and we are in the 10th day, وَلَيَالٍ عَشْرٍ, Allah swore by these 10 days and 10 nights, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادٍ, did you not see what your Lord did with Ad? Iramadat al-Imad. The people of Iram, of lofty pillars. Allati lam yukhlaqa mithluha fil bilad. The likes of which had not been created in the land. The strongest, the most powerful, the wealthiest. Sound familiar? وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد, and Thamud who carved their homes and palaces out of the rock. وثمود الذين جابوا الصخر بالواد وفرعون وفرعون ذي الأوتاد, and Fir'aun also of lofty pillars firmly established in the land. Nobody could uproot him at the time. He had the strongest army and the greatest riches. فأكثروا فيها الفساد وفرعون ذي الأوتاد الذين تغوا في البلاد, causing tyranny in the earth, oppressing, killing, murdering, raping, pillaging, stealing. فأكثروا فيها الفساد, causing a lot of corruption and mischief. فصب عليهم ربك سوط عذاب, and so Allah brought down upon them the rod of His punishment. I say to Bani Israel, whoever remains of them, do not forget what Allah did to you before, when you strayed from His path, when you transgressed His boundaries, when you disbelieved and worshipped other gods, when you killed the Anbiya. Do not forget the rod of Allah, the Neo-Assyrians that destroyed the northern kingdom, and Bukhtanasr from the Neo-Babylonians that destroyed Judea, and the Romans that drove you from the land. Allah has warned you time and time again. وَإِنْ عُدْتُمْ عُدَنَا, and if you come back to your transgression, if you come back to your tyranny, if you come back to your evil ways, we will come back to punishing you. And this time it will be not at the hands of the Neo-Assyrians or the Neo-Babylonians or the Romans. It will be at the hand of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Allah swears by these 10 days, may we witness this victory sooner than later, Ya Rabbil Alameen. So please, yes, it is a day of joy. It's a day of sacrifice. But let us spare a thought, and more importantly, a dua for our brothers and sisters in Gaza and in the whole of Al-Ard Al-Maqaddisa, and wherever the Muslims might be suffering in this world. Allahumma ansur ikhwanana fi Falastin wa fi Gaza khasatan, Ya Rabbil Alameen. اللهم انصر إخواننا المستضعفين في غزة. اللهم أطعمهم من جوع وأمنهم من خوف. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين في غزة. اللهم ارمي عنهم إذا رموا وسد عنهم إذا رموا. اللهم عليك بالصهاينة ومن والاهم, فإنهم لا يعجزونك. اللهم لا تحقق لهم غاية ولا ترفع لهم راية. اللهم انصرنا عليهم. اللهم حرر المسجد الأقصى والأرض المقدسة من أيديهم, وارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز يا رب العالمين. الله أكبر, الله أكبر, الله أكبر, لا إله إلا الله, الله أكبر, الله أكبر, ولله الحمد.
Can all the children form a line on the left-hand side of the mosque, Kanala? All the children.
Assalamu alaikum. Can all the little ones gather on the left-hand side of the masjid?